Hello and good morning. I tend to pray every morning, not asking God for anything for me personally, but for the world in general. In our Baha'i scriptures, we have many prayers, some short that can be read in a few minutes, and some longer ones. They are equal in value, so that reading the shorter or the longer ones will have the same effect, providing, of course, they are read in sincerity and spirituality. Over the last few days, as I was reading my prayers, I thought of the world as we see it these days. And I thought of the G7 meeting in the Japanese city of Hiroshima. In trying to follow their deliberations, I felt that the leaders over there can benefit from the prayers of all of us around the world. I couldn't help thinking how they would solve the complex problems the world is facing and what they could do about them. For a start, they had to cope with the Ukrainian President Zelensky, who attended as a guest, begging for more funds and more military assistance from all the countries represented. That war that has been going for more than a year now and is still in need of tanks from Britain, Germany, and is escalating and is acquiring other things from America, especially air support, that is fighter and bomber aircraft, to blunt anything that Russia may throw into the battles, and also in anticipation of the offensive that we read of being prepared by Ukraine, reportedly sometime soon. There are so many problems around the world. What with the threat posed by China on the economic and also on the threat to Taiwan, the Wagner Group operating in Ukraine, designated by the West as a terrorist group, it is now cynically operated in parts of sub-Saharan Africa and many other trouble spots around the world. What is noticed is that these leaders are trying to appear in control. They are playing to the electorates, and they are not open and frank with them. Think how much is being spent on the Ukraine war by both Russia and the Ukraine. Think of the odd alliances being forged by the likes of Iran and Russia, providing them with drones and the help Ukraine is having from the West. Think of the rise in the cost of living resulting from this conflict all over the world. And we haven't yet had to contend with another possible flare-up in the Far East, with China flexing its muscles towards Taiwan and North Korea trialing its missiles towards the Japanese waters. What other things do some leaders attempt? They assume extraordinary powers which they wish the people to worship, or assume autocratic control, or sometimes both. God-given power and therefore justifiable autocratic control. In democracies, we get the lesser evil attitude of using sound bites to lure the electorates, like take back control, or get Brexit done, or make America great again, or yes, we can, and so on. All this is an attempt to say they are superior and able to govern better. But in effect, once they gain power, they resort to all sorts of excuses for their failures or shortcomings. I came across a beautiful quote mentioned by the Sunday Times columnist Matthew Said in last Sunday's quoting the philosopher Karl Popper, saying, "True ignorance is not the absence of knowledge, but the refusal to acquire it." The meeting of the G7 in the Japanese city of Hiroshima is a reminder of the tragedy that befell this city, together with the other Japanese city of Nagasaki, in 1945, when an atom bomb was dropped over them. While it is true that Japan sued for peace immediately after, yet the destruction and loss of life, as well as the long-term effect, are well documented and are not to be forgotten. That was the effect of the atomic bomb, and not the many times as powerful as the hydrogen bomb now available, and not only in America, but in Russia and many other countries. And more countries are working towards developing their own bombs. So is there an answer that could correct this troubled world? Yes, there is, but only if the world realizes one thing, and that is, at the end, if the situation remains as it is, or gets worse, then every part of the world will suffer. No country will get away without damage. Indeed, it must be realized that the world is just one button away from massive destruction, whether by that high dangerous button of nuclear warfare or the ominous button of collapse of the electronic system worldwide. However, this is not inevitable. The better alternative is for the whole world to realize that the world is one and humankind is one. Monopoly of power or the economy for one people or nation is a real danger. Will the world acknowledge this? I believe it will, but only after further tragedies occur, and these can be so severe as to make the world come to its senses. I believe this will happen. The world will achieve peace, tranquility, and much greater prosperity when this transformation happens. Am I saying that the world will get worse before it gets better? Yes, I'm afraid this is what I believe. Indeed, this is what is prophesied in all the books of the divine religions, whether the Old or the New Testament or the Quran. And it is reiterated in the most recently divine revelation of the Baha'i religion. So let us all join prayer for the world to come to its senses sooner rather than later, and let our prayers be sincere. Goodbye.